Hey, welcome to this week's episode of Topical English Vocabulary with me, Teacher Tiffany. Now, in this week's episode, I'm going to teach you five English vocabulary words related to social media influencers. We are all affected by social media, right? And you, as an English learner, you want to speak English fluently about every topic, right? So I'm going to give you the tools you need today in this week's lesson to help you speak English fluently and confidently about social media influencers. Are you ready? Well then, I'm Teacher Tiffany. Let's jump right in. Now, this topic of social media is something that will continue affecting us for years to come. So, the very first word I want to teach you is right here. After me, I want you to say engagement. Good. Once again, after me, engagement. Excellent. Now, this word engagement is a very important word to know, understand, and be able to use when speaking about social media influencers. It just refers to the level of interaction and involvement between an influencer and their audience, often measured by likes, comments, and shares. So, the person that you're watching online, if you're watching this video, it's me. I'm a social media influencer as well. Are you engaged? Are you really watching the video if you're on YouTube right now? Do you click away after 10 seconds, right? The engagement is determined by how much attention the viewer is giving the person on the other side of the camera, right? So again, social media influencers are trying to engage with their audience. I love teaching you English, right? So I want to make engaging lessons so that you'll watch them and listen to them and learn from them, right? So again, we're talking about engagement, the level of interaction or involvement. So, hey, if you like this video, go ahead and hit that like button. I normally don't say that, but that shows engagement, all right? So let's check out the example sentences using this word. Here we go. High engagement indicates that the influencer's content resonates well with their followers. High engagement, high watch time, lots of likes, people are commenting on the video. It means you have a high engagement, all right? Again, let's move to the next sentence. Brands prioritize influencers with strong audience engagement for effective marketing campaigns. And finally, building meaningful engagement fosters a sense of community among the influencers' followers. You got it? Excellent. All right. So again, we're talking about this word. So after me, once again, the word is engagement. Excellent. All right. So you understand the word engagement. Now I want us to move to the second word. Again, another word that's very important when you're speaking about social media influencers. The word is collaboration. Good. Again, collaboration. Excellent. All right. This word collaboration, it literally just means a partnership between an influencer and a brand or another influencer to create content, often for mutual promotion. All right. A partnership, collaboration, working together. For example, on my main YouTube channel, Speak English with Tiffany, I've been running that channel for several years. Right. And each week I provide a lesson teaching you English words, expressions, teaching you English fluency and other things. Now, in the very beginning of my YouTube channel, it was very small. I wasn't getting any emails about partnerships or collaborations. But around the middle point of my channel, as it started to grow, companies used to reach out to me. And they still do, but I don't take collaborations really that much now. But they would reach out to me and say, "Hey, Tiffany, we have an app. Hey, Tiffany, we have a program that would help or benefit your English students. Would you mind speaking about this app or this program? A collaboration. We'll give you a certain amount of money in order to promote our product on your channel. That's a collaboration. It makes sense, right? Once again, a partnership between an influencer and a brand or another influencer to create content when you're speaking about social media influencers, right? So let's check out these example sentences. Here we go. The very first one. The makeup artist's collaboration with a skincare brand resulted in a successful product launch. Next. Influencer collaborations can expand reach and introduce followers to new content creators. And finally, brands seek authentic collaborations to align with influencers whose values resonate with their audience. You got it? Excellent. All right. So again, number two, after me, we have the word collaboration. Good job. All right. So we've had two words so far. The very first word, engagement. Good. And the second word, once again, collaboration. Good job. All right. So now we're going to move on to the third word in speaking about social media influencers. The third word after me is monetize. Good. Again, monetize. Excellent. All right. So what does this word monetize actually mean? It just means to turn an activity, especially content creation, into a source of income or profit. We say monetize. For example, my YouTube channels, right? The lessons are free. You can watch them for free. But YouTube says, hey, Tiffany, we see that many people like your YouTube videos. Would you mind if we periodically added some ads to your videos? Sure. Okay. No worries. As long as they're beneficial for my audience. Well, when they add an ad to a YouTube video, then that video becomes monetized. YouTube will give me a little bit of the money that they receive from the companies that place the ads within the video. Makes sense, right? A little bit of money is received from content that is created. You got it? Excellent. So in English, we say monetize. Now, check out these example sentences. Here's the first one. Influencers often seek ways to monetize their online presence through sponsored content and partnerships. Next, platforms like YouTube allow content creators to monetize their videos through advertising revenue. And finally, example number three, successfully monetizing a blog requires a strategic approach to audience engagement and niche content. You got it? Excellent. So once again, number three after me, monetize. Good. All right. So we've had three words so far related to social media influencers. Let's see if you remember. What was the very first word? Oh, you're good. The first word after me, engagement. Good. What was the second word? Excellent. Collaboration. Good. And the third word, what was it? Yes, monetize. Excellent. All right. Let's move on to the fourth word. The fourth word is niche. Good. Again, after me, niche. Excellent. Now, this is a very important word to understand whenever you're trying to speak about social media influencers. All right. It refers to a specialized segment of the market, often referring to a specific interest or topic in content creation. All right. For example, I am an English teacher. My niche is English, specifically ESL, English for Second Language Learners, right? you are learning English as your second language, right? Or your third or fourth or fifth, maybe, right? But I'm helping you improve your English, all right? ESL learner. So my niche is ESL, right? English as a second language. So let's check out these example sentences. Here we go. The very first example sentence. Influencers with a niche focus, such as travel or sustainable living, attract dedicated followers. Next, brands often seek influencers in a specific niche to target a more defined and engaged audience. And finally, content creators find success by establishing themselves as experts within their chosen niche. You got it? Excellent. All right. So once again, number four after me, niche. Very good. So we've had four words so far. What was the very first word? Yes, engagement. The second word? Collaboration. The third word? Monetize. And the fourth word? Niche. Excellent. All right. Now let's move on to our fifth word about social media influencers. The fifth word after me is caption. Good again. Caption. Excellent. Now, this word caption just refers to the text accompanying an image or post providing context, information, or a call to action. We call that the caption. Again, the text accompanying an image or post that provides context or what the student or viewer needs to do next. We say that's the caption, all right? So let's check out these example sentences. Here we go. The first one. Crafting an engaging caption is essential for encouraging audience interaction and discussions. Next, influencers use captions strategically to convey their brand message and connect with followers. And finally, the choice of words in a caption contributes to the overall tone and impact of the content. You got it? Excellent. All right. So again, after me, number five, caption. Excellent. All right. So we have five words that we learned about social media influencers. Number one, engagement. Number two, collaboration. Number three, monetize. Number four, niche. And number five, caption. Excellent job. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to read a paragraph. And this paragraph includes each of the words you learned during our lesson today. I want you to listen closely to make sure you understand how the words are used in this paragraph. Again, we're speaking about social media influencers. Here we go. Social media influencers play a pivotal role in the digital landscape, leveraging their unique voice and content, to engage with diverse audiences. Their success often hinges on cultivating a specific niche, whether it's fashion, travel, or sustainable living, allowing them to resonate deeply with followers who share their similar interests or who share similar interests. These influencers strategically use captions to complement their visuals, providing context, storytelling, and fostering engagement. Collaboration is a key element in their journey, as influencers frequently partner with brands who create sponsored content, thus monetizing their online presence. Their level, or the level of engagement, measured by likes, comments, and shares, not only gauges the authenticity of an influencer, but also determines the effectiveness of collaborations and the potential reach to a broader audience. You heard the words used multiple times. We had the word niche, the word captions, engagement, collaboration, monetizing used throughout the paragraph. Now you understand how to use this word engagement, how to use this word collaboration, how to use this word niche, how to use the word captions and monetizing in real life. I really hope you enjoyed this week's lesson of topical English vocabulary words with me, teacher Tiffany. Remember, try to use these words throughout the day. The more you use them, the easier it will be for you to use them in the future when conversations come up about topics dealing with social media influencers. I'll talk to you next time, but as always, remember to speak English, continue learning. See you next time.